Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
C.J. Stroud is going to be out of this game on Sunday with a concussion. Did not rule out Big Titus Howard. Said he is still in concussion protocol. See how that week goes. He does not also. He also doesn't anticipate Kaimi Fairbairn to be able to kick. Matthew Wright has been in his place. So they're going to be without their kicker. Obviously without their quarterback and potentially without their best offensive lineman. And really, there are some other injuries. I cannot wait to see what the official injury report is, because reports are from Aaron Wilson that Jalen Petrie got injured on the last play of the game against the Broncos, and he did not practice, although in his report he said it doesn't feel like it's going to be long-term. Will Anderson did not practice either, according to that. So it would be good to see what the injury report is from those guys here coming up, and we'll give that to you a little bit later on as well. By the way, Clint, I think one of the other questions before we get to Davis Mills, who spoke to the media, is, boy, you wonder, is this going to be a week or weeks? Like, right now, I mean, he missed the majority of the last game against the Broncos, C.J. Stroud, and left early in the second quarter. And is going to miss this game. Last time it was two games when he got injured in his rookie season. And I think for you, you just say, if he were to have to miss a couple games, maybe the Jags and the Titans aren't the worst ones on the schedule. But I think that is the one thing we're going to have to look at and see, is this C.J. Stroud thing going to be a week, or is this going to be multiple weeks with this concussion?
Well, I said it before. I think the fact that D'Amico Ryans is talking about, look, man, 5 days is just not enough. In my career, you know, I've very rarely has anybody come back from a concussion within 5 days and played the next week. And the fact that that's the conversation, it's not, look, guys, we have no idea, man. We'll see what this looks like, you know, next week or in 2 weeks, kind of deal. The fact that it is, there didn't appear to be any fencing. There didn't appear to be grabbing of the helmet. He got up, walked off the field, thumbs up. You know, all the way it looked, I do think, by the way, I do think that plays a big part in kind of how they handle his return, and rightfully so. But the way it looked, it didn't look like one of those. It didn't even look as you know, in the moment, as bad as Nico's did when Nico immediately grabbed his helmet, right? I mean, obviously the helmet, back of the head to the turf, that part looks bad, but when the quarterback does, I mean, or the player doesn't immediately grab his head like, damn, my marbles just got rattled. It doesn't seem as harsh when that is the case. Obviously, when you fence and you go stiff, obviously that's a major issue. You ain't coming back from that for a few weeks. But hopefully
thing happen again. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully the CJ's deal, I mean, for his own well being, hopefully he's back and rolling. You know, this weekend to a point where they're pretty sure he's going to be cleared next week and he can have a full week next week. I would be shocked if he's out for an extended period of time.
They are playing the Titans. Maybe they look at that and say, all right, let's really make sure.
Yeah, I don't know if we're in a position to be doing that.
Back in the trunk.
There you go. All right, let's head to NRG. By the way, before we do that, Football Talk Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. Let's head to NRG. Here is Davis Mills.
Here comes the general, ladies and gentlemen.
Stepping in, you've been a starter for this team before. How do you feel about your readiness? Coach talked about your growth and kind of where you're at right now as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm ready. That's kind of how I prepare week in, week out. I've always had the mindset that, I mean, you could play at any given snap. Unfortunately, what happened to CJ in the game, I got thrown in there, but I mean, that's what I get paid to do. Always be prepared, and it's nice having a full week of practice going into this game to attack this defense and go out there and lead the guys.
Do you think it'll help you knowing, you know, the whole week that you're going in? I know you say you're always ready, but being able to take the first team snaps and do all that through the week, do you think that could help?
Definitely. I mean, normal, I guess, NFL practices, the backup quarterback's not getting most of the reps throughout the week, so it's nice having a game plan built around you and being able to rep all those plays throughout the week to see the different defensive looks from the look team and go out there and execute the plays early in the week so you can kind of make it work on Sunday.
How much were your familiarity with Nico Collins, but also with some of the rookie wide receivers and Xavier Hutchinson, some of the guys you've thrown to during training camp? How would that help you this week?
It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, got drafted here with Nico back in 21. Have thrown a lot of footballs to him over my time. And then this offseason, when the rookies were new to the team, I got a lot of reps with them in the spring and during camp and built a lot of trust with those guys. So it's going to be good to continue working with them and spread the ball around.
When you looked at the film from last week as you were prepared for this week, what did you see that you thought, okay, yeah, this is an area that I definitely want to better at?
I think continue spreading the ball around. I think I did a good job, but I think kind of going in there not having repped all the looks during the week, obviously I'm mentally prepared, but sometimes physically, like, everything's a little sped up. So kind of just keep myself calm in there, go through my reads, continue spreading the ball around, and use my feet when I can to make some plays.
Davis, 2 years ago in a similar situation, they went with Case instead of you. How does it feel to get the opportunity now, and how do you feel as a quarterback from maybe a couple years ago?
I wouldn't say I'd feel too different. I've always been confident in my abilities to go out there and lead the team to wins. But yeah, I think I'm grateful for the opportunity. Obviously, there's only 32 guys starting for NFL teams in the league. Excited to go out and do that and have a good game and lead the guys to victory, hopefully.
Was that at all motivating, though, like when they went with Case instead of you the last time they were in this situation?
Definitely. I think it leads you to obviously be introspective, kind of look at yourself and what else I could be doing to really gain these guys' trust and be as confident in my abilities as I am in myself. I think I've worked really hard to prove to those guys that I can go out there and be successful day in and day out. And I mean, I think I've shown that to my teammates as well, so it's going to be fun on Sunday.
When you had those meetings, whether it be after the season or when that decision was made, what was either told to you? Where did you, like, specifically work on gaining that trust?
I mean, I think just my constant mindset coming into work every day. I try to be myself, the same person walking into the building, regardless of what's been said or done to me. I mean, I'm coming here to play football and do my job and play good football at that, so I mean, that's the mindset I carry with me. Never get too high on yourself, never get too low on yourself, but kind of have that unwavering confidence to go out there and perform. And I mean, the biggest thing, I feel like I always look at the quarterback as a facilitator. So I got 10 other guys out there on the field with me doing their job at a high level. And when everything starts clicking, I'm just one of those chess pieces.
Davis, now having been here through a couple of different coordinators, quarterback underneath them, has this offense been particularly challenging from your perspective to the offense, even some guys that were here under Slowick?
I wouldn't say challenging. Obviously, learning a new offense, I think this is my fourth in 5 years. there's wrinkles within every offense that are unique to those offenses, but I think big picture, a lot of schemes have some carryover and similarities. I think the big thing that, I mean, we're still continuing to do is really find our identity and go out there and put our playmakers in the best position to make plays.
We'll close the start.
Sean
answered
my question.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks.
Thanks, David.
Damn. Had his question ready. Get a snake. Oh, Davis out there say, man, hey, Landry, you ain't got to bring up old stuff, man. Yeah, I know. They just jumped me for Case Keenum the last time we had this thing.
Here comes the general.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, but man, it's his go now. If we do remember the rest of that story, he did get in that game against Cleveland.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That next week, and they got obliterated in that game. It was rough for everybody that day. But good to hear from Davis Mills. He will get the start coming up on Sunday. But I'm certain there's some of that you want to get into here coming up.
Yeah. Look, we've heard from D'Amico Ryans as well as Davis Mills now, and I want to react a little bit to Davis Mills as well as I want to be real clear about one thing that seems to keep coming up with Davis Mills as well as D'Amico Ryans today. And there is a big announcement, y'all. There's a big announcement. Old School is coming back. I'll tell you who that is, what that is. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.